people seek the truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Brothers and sisters, as we speak about what we need to do to understand what it means to be discipled, what it means to be a follower of Yeshua, we talk about what we must do. But today we want to talk about what is the cost. What is the cost for choosing and in action following who Yeshua really is and trying to duplicate His character in our lives? What is the cost? And are you willing to take it? As we discussed here in this ministry, the three essence to being a disciple of Yeshua is, number one, deny yourself. Number two, every single day to take up your cross daily. And then number three is to follow Him. Follow Yeshua. Now, what is the cost of this? Today, we're going to be looking at Matthew 5, verses 10 to 12. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people reproach you, persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for that is how they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So as we think about this, we think about the Beatitudes, and we think about all of the information that we find and we see here that Yeshua told us to do and the cost that He told us it would take to be a follower of Him. And He ends this section of the Beatitudes talking about persecution. You know, our flesh wants peace and comfort and acceptance by the world. We want people to understand, but Yeshua promised that followers, people that are following Him, those that have made that genuine, faithful step out to no longer listen to their plan, to follow His path, to gonna choose obedience out of love, would often put us in conflict with this world and the world's ways. But Yeshua doesn't say, blessed are those who avoid persecution. He says, blessed are those who have been persecuted for righteous sake. Why are the followers of Yeshua persecuted? For righteous sake. Yeshua tells us how to respond to this. He says, rejoice for that. Our flesh wants to be scared and worried and concerned. But Yeshua says, rejoice. Because there's suffering and then there's suffering well. Not all suffering is persecution, yes. But we have to understand, whatever you want to define your suffering as, Yeshua tells us if it's done for righteous sake, suffer well, my friends. Matthew 5:10 says, blessed are those who have been persecuted for righteous sake. And Matthew 5:11 says, for my sake. For him, those that have followed Him. Remember, it's not just suffering that matters. What matters more is the reason you're suffering. Why are you suffering? Sometimes people reject us because we treat them poorly. Sometimes criticism is justified, and sometimes we suffer because of bad decisions. That's not persecution for righteousness' sake, usually. 1 Peter 4, verses 14 to 16 says, if you are insulted for the name of Messiah, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. On their part, He is ashamed, but on your part, He is glorified. For let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or a meddler in another man's matters. But if one of you suffers for being a believer, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify Yahweh in this matter. Now, think about this. When you're being persecuted, ask yourself, am I being rejected because I'm standing for righteousness or because of how I've been behaving? Truth doesn't give permission to be rude. We can be bold and loving. We can stand firmly and remain humble. But we need to be honest with ourselves, and we need to measure everything we do up to the scriptures. Now, we wonder, why, if we're being righteous, would it bring persecution upon us? Because that's what Yeshua said, for righteousness' sake. John 3:19-20 says, this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and man loved the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. For everyone who does evil hates light and doesn't come to the light, lest his works would be exposed. So you have light and you have darkness. There's many ways to explain the spiritual battle that continues to going on. Before we knew Yeshua, we were part of that darkness. And then when that transformation takes place, now we'll be part of the light. And sometimes your obedience and your love for Messiah is going to make people feel uncomfortable. You know, we look at 1 John 3:12. It says, Cain, who was one of the evil one, and killed his brother. Why did he kill him? Because his works were evil and his brothers were righteous. We look at Noah in Hebrews 11:7, says, by faith Noah, being warned about things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared for a ship for the saving of his house, though which he commanded commend the world, and it became the hire of the righteous which is according to faith. The point I want you to get and understand, everybody, is obedience will create friction. It will create contrast. It will create this persecution. When everyone compromises and you don't, it doesn't put you on their team, on their side. It puts you on the other side. And Yeshua warned us, the persecution will come. In John 15:18-20, he said, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, since you chose out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecute me, they will also persecute you. And when we look at the model we are to follow in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, he lived perfectly, healed people, fed people, loved people, and taught truth. And he was still rejected. Now, if he was rejected and doing all that, what can we expect? Here's what you understand. Rejection doesn't automatically mean you're doing something wrong. Sometimes rejection comes because you refuse to compromise with the ways of the popular crowd, the ways of the world. And if that's what we are doing and we get rejected for it, so be it. Do it with joy. We look at persecution and what it means, and we ask ourselves, is it worth the cost? Is it worth the cost to follow Yeshua? Yeshua talked about three types of persecution that will come upon you. Insults, mockery, ridiculed. They'll reproach you in these areas, and they'll be active in opposition and attempt to stop you in their persecution. And then they even might say lies and gossips about you, and misinterpret you and false you, and all these different things we just said. The insults and the ridicule and the attempts to stop you and the lies and gossip. Think about that and think about the gospel. Where have you seen this pattern before? They couldn't stop Yeshua's righteousness, but they didn't like it. It made them feel uncomfortable. It took away their power. It took them out of their comfort zone, because they were darkness and Yeshua was light. So what did they do? They reproached him. They persecuted him. And they gave a false testimony about him. And we can be persecuted for these things. You know, we naturally want to defend ourselves and, you know, and we want justice to be done. But we can't look for other people's approval and try to be a crowd pleaser. We have to know the truth and live the truth in the most kindest, gentlest, humble way to help others. But still, there are going to be people that see you as opposition. They're going to come against you. They're going to want to stop you. Whether it's light, darkness, good, evil, or just misunderstanding, the Bible says, my people destroy for lack of knowledge. And we look at the history. We look at the ones that Yah sent, the very ones that Yah sent, the prophets, and they were persecuted. Matthew 5, verse 12 says, for that is how they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Jeremiah 20, verse 7 and 8 says, Yahweh, you have persuaded me, and I was persuaded. You are stronger than I, and I have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day. Everyone mocks me, for as often as I speak, I cry out violence and destruction, because Yahweh's word has been made to reproach to me and derision all day. Jeremiah wasn't persecuted because he wanted controversy. He was persecuted because he refused to change the message that our Creator gave him. And there's many other examples of prophet in Scripture that had to deal with this same thing. Elijah, Malachi, Daniel, Jeremiah, the apostles, even Yeshua himself. Understand, faithfulness never produced popularity. We have to understand obedience under the pressure. We have to understand the importance of what we're doing. And if our heart's in it, we're not going to let the world's ways change our path. Daniel 6 verses 4 and 5 says, then the presidents and the local governors sought to find accusation against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find no accusation nor fault, because he was faithful. There wasn't any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, we won't find any accusation against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. What a testimonial. His enemies essentially said, the only way we're going to get Daniel is through his obedience to God. And 6:10 of Daniel says, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. Now his windows were open in his room towards Jerusalem, and he kneeled down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his Elohim, and as he did before. As he did before, he did not change. He didn't suddenly become faithful. He was always faithful. Develop faithfulness before the persecution comes. Don't wait for the test to develop the conviction. Build that consistency in your life and put it into practice. Matthew 5, verse 12 says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Why would we rejoice? Pain doesn't feel good, and persecution, and suffering isn't enjoyable. But we rejoice because great is your reward in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It equals an eternal reward. Romans 8:18 says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which will be revealed toward us. The suffering is real, but it's temporarily. The reward is eternal. Hallelujah. And when we look at the prophets that were rejected, and we look at Yeshua who was rejected, but those very ones that followed Yeshua closely, the apostles, they rejoiced when they were rejected. Acts 5:40-42 says, they agreed with him summoning the apostles, they beat them and commanded them not to speak in the name of Yahshua, and let them go. They therefore departed in the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for Yeshua's name. Every day in the temple and at home, they never stopped teaching and preaching Yeshua, the Messiah. Remember, they were threatened, they were beaten, they were commanded to stop. But how was their reply? They rejoiced and they kept preaching. Wow! What a perfect example of what the scriptures tell us. Persecution didn't silence them. Now, think about yourself in that situation, or in any situation. Is threats going to silence you? Is the persecution going to stop you in your faith? Now, let's be wise here. We don't want to go out and seek persecution. We don't want to make a show of this, and you know, we want to be led by Yahweh. We don't want this to just happen in our lives because we're looking for it purposely. Matthew 5 verse 9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of Yah." Then immediately in Matthew 5 10, blessed are those who have been persecuted for righteous sake. But these go together. Peace without compromising righteousness. We need to pursue peace always. Romans 12, 18 says, "If it is possible, as much as is it up to you, be at peace with all men." Don't look for arguments or to create unnecessary controversies. Peace cannot come at the price of disobedience. Now, I remember I saw this amazing video about a man who was being beaten and held in a cell. And it's a true story. It's the one that started the ministry for martyrs. And an amazing ministry, the name escapes me. But I remember one scene in there where he was being beaten, and he was just praying and praying and praying. And he was told not to pray, but he wouldn't stop praying. And then the guard that was beating him said, and I say guard, G-A-U-R-D, that was beating him said, "You've lost your family. You've lost your wife and your child. You're sitting here in this cell. You're getting beat every day. What can you possibly be praying for?" And the man of faith looked at him and said, "I'm praying for you." Wow. You know, Matthew 5:44 says, "But I tell you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, and do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who mistreat you and persecute you." So how should we treat those that are persecuting us? Yeshua doesn't say destroy your enemies. He says pray for them. Our desires should be their repentance and salvation and restoration. The truth may live amongst them. Our goal shouldn't be revenge, or we harbor this bitterness and we're going to get them back. No. We want them to repent and experience the salvation and restoration. Let's look at the first martyr in scripture in Acts chapter 7 verse 60, about Stephen. He kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Yahweh, don't hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. Wow. His last words, "Don't hold this against them, this sin against them." Yeshua's last words were, "Forgive them. Forgive them." They weren't his extremely last words, but part of his last words. Remember, we must represent the character of Yeshua, and Stephen did that perfectly. Truth without hatred, conviction without revenge, and courage without bitterness. The enemy wants us to be bitter and upset and mad and and just take us away from Yahweh and take us out of his order. Now, you decide different. You're going to follow Yeshua. But if it's never cost you anything to do so, think about how much you're truly following him. If you fit in with the world and nobody comes against you, think about, do they even know this? Now, it might be many different areas in your life, but in some area, things are going to change big time. Following Yeshua may cost your popularity and your relationships, or your money and your job and your reputation, your acceptance. You know, just because you're not getting beat up in a jail cell or being persecuted like other people are, like the prophets were in the scriptures, it doesn't mean there's not a cost. It doesn't mean that some form of persecution is not taking place. Remember these things. Not every hardship is persecution. It must be for righteous sake, for his sake. And don't compromise to avoid rejection or create unnecessary conflict or respond with hatred. Remember the internal reward. Great is your reward in heaven. Hallelujah. So when we think about the cost of following Yeshua, we think about what the world says and what Yahweh says. The world says you're losing, and Yahweh says you're blessed. The world says they rejected you, and Yeshua says they persecuted the prophets before you. The world says, look what obedience cost you, and Yeshua says, great is your reward in heaven. Hallelujah. If obedience to Yeshua cost you something, will you still obey? Think about that. It's easy to follow when things are going well, but what happens when they're not? And in this world today, it's changing. Less and less believers around, more and more New Ages and Muslims around and everywhere else. It's happening. We need to think. Faithfulness is revealed when we say, even if they mistreat me, I will follow Yeshua. Even if they reject me, I will follow Yeshua. If they falsely accuse me, I will follow Yeshua. Even to the degree of suffering, I will follow Yeshua. Remember, our goal isn't the approval of the world. Our goal is the approval of our Heavenly Father, our King, and Messiah. Matthew 5, verse 12, rejoice and exceedingly be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Think about that and put your life into perspective. Where you are, what you've been through, what you go through on a daily basis. How obedient are you to our Creator's words? Do you make excuses why we don't need to be following that? Or do you stand up for truth? And are you consistent in your walk with your righteousness? Do you call out others' sin, not to lift them down, but to lift them up? Are you a true follower of Yeshua? Are you taking up your cross daily? And are you denying yourself? These are the ways that are going to help us to draw closer to Yeshua and to learn his pattern, and with joy to be able to carry them out. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of understanding. Many people are destroyed for fear. They don't want to take that step and that leap of faith because they're worried about what the world's going to say or their friends and family's going to say. We must not lack anything for him. We must not slow down. We need to do the work that he called us to do. And he said when he left, go and make disciples. Teach this that you have been taught. Let others know this truth. We live in a time today where the scriptures are being misinterpreted or misinterpreted and taken out of context more than ever before. In the name of our wonderful Creator, people are creating some crazy concepts and ideas because they're purposely trying to take the word out of context. They're not suffering. They're not experiencing persecution. And that should be a clear sign to a true believer. What is happening here? Brothers and sisters, I pray that you continue on this journey to be a follower of Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah. And with joy that you will exceed through the persecution, knowing where your reward really lies for eternity. What does this look like today? How do we compare what they went through and how they were persecuted in the scriptures to how we will be persecuted today? With all of the technology and the differences in today's world and the thousands of years ago that we read about scripture and we hear about persecution, how does it look today? The point isn't only to focus on how it looks and to identify it, but the goal is to do and continually stay joyful as we're getting persecuted. We don't go out and seek persecution. Remember, that's what the scripture tells us. We want to be peacemakers, but at the same time, we do not want to dummy down the truth. We want to stay consistent with our Creator's word, setting the example of Yeshua. But when the persecution comes, we want to be prepared for it and handle it the way Yeshua handled it as well. The scriptures lay out the plan. And remember, in the Bible, our Creator says, "Know these plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope." Of all, remember, it's the only plan that offers us a future and a hope. And we might have a hard time getting there, but we do it with joy, knowing the end goal. I pray there's something that you heard in this message that's going to help you in your walk as we continue following Yeshua and remembering the three things we must be doing to follow Him. Follow Him. Deny yourself. Take yourself daily to the foot of the cross, taking up your own cross daily, and following Yeshua, even in times of persecution. You could see the video to this teaching and all the other teachings at our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. Thank you. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.